Most of the houses are typically 2-3 bedrooms in size, and the lot sizes are about a third of an acre. Hyden's lots, again, these are on Lemonwood, are the smallest. And there are no other single-family units there. And the reason we need to talk about Lemonwood is that the renters that have been coming to Lakewood have been told to come on to Lakewood to get to the two boat docks that are being instructed to use those boat docks for their boats. So the Lakewood people are coming right on to Lemonwood and using the Lemonwood Street. They're going through the Lemonwood residential properties to get to these two boat docks. And so they are just totally interconnected. The next slide, please.
Which way do you think most of them people come in off of 86?
I don't know. It depends on the direction they're coming. We get a lot from, they're coming in from Arkansas. They're coming in from Missouri, Illinois, Nebraska.
Well, you so, think they go down through Big Cedar to go there?
No, I think they probably come off of 65 and come down Graham Clark Road.
Graham Clark?
Yeah.
I wouldn't, okay.
Go ahead to the next one, please. There's a truck that's just to show you the size of the, this is again Lemonwood, but a delivery truck just takes up most of the road. So it is a narrow street, and the increase in traffic has just been terrible for all these people, you know, using both Lemonwood and as well as Lakewood.
Excuse me a minute. Randy, yeah. How wide is that road? Do you know? You've been?
Probably 14, 16 foot driving surface, okay. Basically.
Next slide, please, Bob. On Lemonwood, most of the residents are retired. We have four single women that live in the homes. One of our oldest residents is a single woman who's over the age of 90. Most of the families are in ages are 50 to 90, and they've owned their houses, as Russ mentioned, for more than three decades. Next slide, please. The residents on Lemonwood, and I suspect the residents on Lakewood as well, have chosen their houses for precisely what the neighborhood is. That is a single-family residential neighborhood. For many of them, life savings have been invested. Some people have purchased their homes, made improvements. In one instance, you'll hear a neighbor destroyed the old house that was there, built a brand new house. People are buying houses and living there because of what the property is. That is a single-family neighborhood. Bob? Okay, so let's talk about the nightly rental players. Actually, before I talk about those rental players, the people involved, I came to the concept hearing, and I heard Mr. Hyden speak tonight. And in both instances, particularly at the concept hearing, he said he wanted this for his family, for his friends, and maybe some business associates. The very day, the concept hearing, in July 18th, there were renters in that one of those houses. He has been consistently renting this since at least the end of May. There are people there every weekend. This is not just the occasional, I'll rent it to somebody. This is a regular process. I went on the website today to see what I could rent, and I reserved the week of Christmas this year. He's renting in the future. There are dates in December that are already rented. People have committed to paying rent. I got to the point where you had to pay, and I stopped there because I really didn't want to go. But I'm just saying, you can go right now and rent them. This is not a little occasional rental business that he has. And as Russ mentioned, he's a very knowledgeable businessman. He has business properties in Springfield, where I'm sure he has to have zoning permits, business permits. He's got to deal with OSHA for the type of business he has. He's got to deal with the ADA, Americans with Disabilities Act. So he's not unknowledgeable about what you have to do. And in this instance, he's come here not by choice, not by coming to comply with the law, but as a result of the complaints of all these people out here. I mean, how many people out here are opposed to this? So these nightly rentals?
Yeah, we didn't need that.
Okay, well, there might be somebody out there, but
we're all of us sat up here pretty well know what's going on.
Okay, all right. And so let's talk again about, if you could go, let's just go down through to slide number 14. what's offered for rent? Go to the next one. It's okay, it's the houses. He advertises the houses as being in a very quiet, peaceful neighborhood. And he's right, except when the renters arrive. When the renters arrived, it's almost chaos in some instances. Most of them are there on weekends, and it's party time. Okay, where'd you go?
I can go back.
Okay. He's also advertising the boat and boat slips, or boat slips and boat lifts for rent. And as Russ pointed out, that violates at least two of the Corps of Engineers regulations. You can't put a boat in the slip unless you own the slip. And they don't permit rentals of slips on Table Rock Lake unless you get a permit like, you know, the marinas do. He claims that they claim to own two slips in Dock 8001. In fact, they had a picture posted on the internet of Dock 8001. I mean, it was clear they were advertising that people could use the slips in Dock 8001. And they don't own any slips there, and they don't have a right to rent them there. Okay, let's go on. That's a picture of the two boat slips that we're talking about. On the upper left is the smaller boat dock, and that is behind Mr. Hayden's house at 319 Lemonwood, and he owns two slips there. The lower slip, Dock 8001, is a 12-slip dock that's owned, for the most part, by residents who live on Lemonwood Lane. And there are one or two who don't live on Lemonwood Lane, but nearby. All right, go on, please. All right, so Airbnb. I mean, Airbnb started off, go ahead to the next one. It's just an internet site for nightly rentals. It didn't start off as necessarily just based on a nightly rental concept, but that's the way it's turned out. They just rent nightly offer nightly rentals for vacation homes from around the world. The homeowner and the renter make their own deal. Airbnb collects the rent and takes a fee. He absolutely doesn't need Airbnb if he's in fact just making these houses available for his family, his friends, some business associates. You don't even need it for that. You don't need Airbnb for that purpose. Clearly, these houses have been advertised at least since May, maybe before that, but at least since May, continually.
Yeah. Next. You mentioned that earlier, rent from May, so let's try to move forward, not repeat ourselves.
Okay. All right. So when you're talking about Airbnb, and this really could apply to any of the rental agencies that are out there, but we'll use Airbnb because that's what they've chosen to use. They have come across situations where damage to rented property has taken place, where thefts of personal property have taken place, and they've had illegal use of the rented property, meth use, production, prostitution. There's lots of information available out there on Fox News, Huffington Post, blogs, whatever. And our reason I mention it is because this is the kind of thing that's going to be brought into our neighborhood. This is not limited to, you know, some faraway city like San Francisco or New York, but you're going to find these kind of issues coming up right here. Next slide, please. Now, Airbnb, as a response, I guess, to some of these issues, they have a rule that homeowners and the renters must be honest with each other. Next. And they provide now property insurance. If your rented property is damaged by a renter, Airbnb is going to provide property damage insurance. Now, it doesn't cover the neighbors or anything else, but it does provide you with coverage, which to me just encourages risk-taking. Now the renter or the property owner can simply say, I'm not worried if my house is damaged. You know, insurance company is going to take care of it. Next, please. So who are the renters? We'll just go through these quickly. One, Elizabeth, Conway, Arkansas. Jordan was easy to communicate with. Okay, next. Our family of five rented Jordan's lake house over the 4th of July and had a great time. Jordan says, hey, thanks, Lucas. Yeah, well, go back to the, okay, go to that one. And that's the boat that Lucas brought. That's in slip 10 of the 8001 dock. Next. Jesse in Austin, Arkansas. They were able to accommodate 6 adults, 2 teens, and 4 kids. Come back anytime, Jordan says. Next. Melissa, a group of 8 women for Getaway Ladies Weekend. That was Memorial Day weekend. Next. Ryan in June. They came from Missouri and Louisiana. And they can't wait to come back. Response from Jordan, you're all welcome anytime. Next. That is a boat in slip number 6. And those folks were from Illinois. They were here in July. That picture was taken by me on July 16th. Next, I call this the invasion of the renters. What about arrival day? Actually, arrival day is any time of the day or night. These people show up whenever they want to. Of course, they're coming from different directions in multiple cars. We have traffic issues with all the vehicles coming around. And, of course, they're pulling boats because they're invited to bring boats. That's what the ads say. Bring your boat and have access to Table Rock Lake. Well, there is no access off of Lakewood or Lemonwood. You cannot have lake access. You could walk down to the lake if you cross personal property of someone else. But there's no lake access. These people are being misled into thinking they can come in, bring their boat in, and launch their boat right there. We have parking issues and, of course, the noise and commotion of everybody coming in and being there. Next, during the stay, again, they have parties day and night. You'll hear about some of those. The trash and debris that they've left. You're getting the picture.
We're getting the picture.
Okay, let's go on. That's just a picture of a guy from Nebraska with his boat attached in the driveway at 319 Lemonwood. Go ahead, next. So I'm saying is Hayden being honest with the potential renters? Next. Jordan claims to be the owner of the property. Hayden's name does not appear anywhere in these ads. And Jordan claims to own 2 slips in Dock 8001. Next. There's the picture. That's right off the Airbnb website.
We're getting a picture on the boat docks.
Okay. Go ahead. Next slide, please. Airbnb requires honesty. If he's not being honest, why should we expect the potential renters to be honest? We don't know who they are. Next. So who should bear the risk of dishonest renters? Well, it's going to be, in this instance, the neighbors, because Mr. Hayden doesn't live here. He lives up in north of Springfield in Greene County. Next, please. So how do we handle the renters when they're here? Well, we've got noise to deal with. It's sort of a frat party type atmosphere, girls' weekend, yelling, cursing. I came home from church 3 weekends ago, and they were using the F word out in the front yard.
You know, that was with part of some of that stuff earlier. So you're kind of
going. All right. There's some trash that was left. Next slide, please. We complained to Hayden about it, and he says, his lawyer says, Hayden didn't know who planted the beer bottles. Okay.
Naturally.
Go ahead, next. Next. So we have these safety concerns. We've covered that. Go ahead to the next slide. So why should the neighbors be left to determine whether the all-night frat party is about to begin or some convicted sex offender has just pulled in? We don't know. And that's the risk you take when you advertise these things on Airbnb or any other type site. Next. We don't believe he can be trusted to protect the value or the integrity of the neighborhood. He's only looking out for himself. Next. He would turn the neighborhood into a nightly rental area, I think, if he could, because he doesn't live there. Next. Hayden's actions unfairly impose costs on the neighbors. We bear the cost of this, including a devaluation of our property. No one is going to pay the same amount of money to buy one of our houses if we're now living in a nightly rental area. Next, please. His main concern, next. You get the picture. Next. His objectives, to maximize the rental value of the properties, offer amenities, oversell the features and capacities, use the personal property of others for his gain, for example, telling people they can come down to the boat dock or use the slips, park their boats there, etc. and he wants to have a year-round rental program. You can go on the website right